Hi, I'm Cassandra Brown with ParentCoaching.org, and this is a visualization for awakening your compassionate energy. And in this visualization, I encourage you to just find a comfortable place to sit where you'll be uninterrupted for the next 5 to 10 minutes. You can close your eyes and be comfortable. You can sit up, lie down. You can even do this while you're going for a walk. But it's great if you're not going to have to be talking or interacting with anyone else. And go ahead and just start to notice your breath, settle into your body. And when you're ready, imagine that you're in your home and your child comes into the house and she's crying or he's crying. And she says to you, "Oh, Mommy, the other kids were so mean to me. They excluded me. They wouldn't let me play. And, you know, my brother or sister wouldn't let me play either. And I'm feeling so excluded." And she's crying. And imagine that you go and you sit down and you open your arms and you encourage her. And she comes over and sits down beside you. Maybe she sits on your lap. And you just hold her while she cries or while she's angry or while she talks about it. And you notice that you might want to go out into the yard and reprimand the sibling or talk to the other kids and make them come in. You might want to tell your child that sometimes hard things happen and not always do we want to play with each other. You might find yourself getting really angry and remembering times when you were excluded. And so I'd like you in your mind to just imagine that all of those voices and those energies within you are welcome too, that those thoughts about going out and changing the behavior of the other kids or talking to your child and getting her to change her perspective, those are all okay. And you're going to just sit with your daughter and hold her, that's the choice you're making right now. You're making this choice to step into compassion. Compassion meaning you don't have to fix or change or figure out yourself or your daughter or your child. You can just be with what's here right now, gently, spaciously, like you're opening your arms, you're opening your lap, you're opening the spaciousness in your own mind to sit down with her and just listen and be there. And then you don't have to be the perfect, totally non-judgmental parent or get this exercise totally perfect. You can also notice those feelings within you that get angry or upset or want to change it or want to fix it. Those are okay too. Just feel those and you can welcome those inside of you, just like you're welcoming your daughter onto your lap. And so as you sit with her and welcome her and she cries, maybe after a little while, you notice that you don't want to change her or fix her. She's okay just as she is, but you have a gentle curiosity. And so you ask her how she's feeling. You ask her what she really wants or needs. And she starts to talk to you more. She starts to wonder if there's something wrong with her. She's too slow. She's not good at the games. The other kids want to do things that she doesn't like, so they're to blame. You know, she starts to talk to you a little bit more about her experience. You might notice that you want to jump in with advice or fixing. And again, you sit and you breathe and you open into your own spaciousness. You're starting to have fun with this. It's kind of like a game, this energy of, can I just sit here and listen and welcome her? What if nothing's wrong? What if no one's to blame? Then how would I sit with her? And you start to play into and welcome that energy. And she's talking with you. And then at some point, she might even start to cry harder. And she says, "You know, maybe I'm just too stupid, or maybe there's something wrong with me." And she really starts to feel into this energy that might be very triggering for you. It's energy of shame and scarcity, where it just doesn't seem safe to be vulnerable. And you might remember times when you were a child and it didn't seem safe to be vulnerable, to let the other kids see how much you wanted to play with them. And you might feel that, your own old fears, your own old wounds. And you hear your child talking, and you don't want her to have those same fears and wounds. So again, you have this urge to step in and fix and figure it out. And again, you expand into your breath, into the gentle energy that's holding you. You feel the couch or the chair under you. You feel the earth even bigger supporting you. And you, yes, I have support. Yes, we're okay. And you feel yourself here in this present moment with your child. You're not a child. You're not in this moment where you're being shunned or excluded by the other kids. Ah, you are the grown-up, and you can sit with your daughter, you can sit with your big lap, you can sit with your big energy and hold her right here, just as she is. After a while, you notice that her tears dry up, she seems lighter, and you allow her to get up and go about on her own way. Children often, if they have the space to be with and move through their emotions, usually move through a feeling in about 15 minutes or less. So you might think, oh, I don't have time to do this every time my kid's upset. I find that usually 5 minutes, sometimes 15, very rarely more than 15 minutes does my daughter need me to sit with her, listen, and hear about a current situation. When it does go on for longer, it's usually something that triggers into ongoing deeper stuff that's going on in our household or her life. But I encourage you to just step in with the energy of maybe this is okay to sit down, hold your daughter, hold your son, listen to them. If they don't want to sit right on your lap, sit near them. Hold them with the energy of not trying to fix or change or figure out. And then give yourself that same gift. Hold yourself without the need to fix or change or figure out, allowing your experience to be exactly what it is right now. This is the energy of compassion. Thank you.